Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's time to talk golf. That's our job, and it's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie along with the Duke, Robert DeCosa in Master Control. Welcome, and thanks for listening and being the most important part of Tee to Green. Want you to know we couldn't do it without you. On today's show, we'll talk about the most culturally significant championship in all of college golf. It's the PGA Works Collegiate Golf Championship. It's now less than a couple of weeks away at TPC Sawgrass in Florida. So what makes it so special? Well, it'll feature over 200 players from 38 schools, not just any schools, but historically black colleges and universities, Hispanic-serving schools, and other minority institutions around the country. It's the 37th edition, and the new championship director of this important event, Kenny Sims, will be here today on Tee to Green to tell us all about it. Later in the show, it's one of the toughest tickets in sports, both for fans and for members of the media. So what's it like going to the Masters for the very first time? Well, our friend Gary Baines with the Colorado Golf Journal recently got back from his first Masters, and he'll be joining us today to share his impressions and memories today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. Just put in Tee to Green, punch it up, and listen. That's all you have to do. I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCosa in Master Control, teeing it up with Kenny Sims and talking golf next right here on Tee to Green.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
It's Destination Listening for dedicated golfers, and we do it every week here at Tee to Green. You have reached that destination for another Sunday. Thanks for being here. How you doing? I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Robert DeCosa in Master Control. It's another home edition of the big show. That means if for some reason I can't continue, Roscoe the Rockstar Dog is standing by here at home, ready to jump right in and take over. We got a good show for you planned today. Later in the hour, it's on everybody's bucket list if you're a dedicated golfer. And recently, our good buddy with the Colorado Golf Journal, Gary Baines, got a chance to attend his first Masters. And I talked to Gary earlier this week. He was telling me about it, and I thought, you know what? Why don't you come on the show this Sunday and tell our listeners about it, too? So Gary Baines is going to be here later in the hour to talk about attending his very first Masters and his impressions and some of his memories of Augusta and the green jacket and the Masters and all the things that go along with it. Our first guest is ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. First guest, first time guest as well. Kenny Sims with PGA Reach Impact and the PGA Works Collegiate Championship with us today on the show to talk about those two things. We've got Kenny for a couple of segments, and we welcome him to Tee to Green. Hi, Kenny. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jay. Good morning, Robert. How's everyone doing this morning? Thank you so much. I'm really excited about talking a little bit about PGA Reach and the PGA Works Collegiate Championship. So thanks for the invitation.
Sure, we're happy to have you here. You wear both hats. You're the senior director of PGA Reach, and you're the new championship director of the PGA Works Collegiate Championship. So we got you on for a couple of segments. I thought we'd start out talking about PGA Reach-Impact, what it is, what it does, what you're doing with that, and then we'll move on in the second segment and talk more about the PGA Works Collegiate Championship. That work for you?
That sounds great.
PGA Reach, there are three components to it. Getting youth involved, getting the military involved, introducing golf to veterans and active duty military, and then the PGA Works, which is scholarships beyond the green and the fellowship programs there. Let's talk about PGA Reach, and I guess a good place to start would be the PGA Junior League.
Absolutely. So PGA Junior League is what we call like a little league baseball in golf. Kids wear uniforms. And they play in golf courses all around the country. In fact, this year we'll see over 70,000 children around the country competing in PGA Junior League. So there's a recreational component. So that's the grassroots initiative to introduce the game to all juniors all around the country. And then there's the competitive component. And as you know, at the end of the year, PGA Junior League culminates in a National Car Rental PGA Junior League Championship, which brings together the top junior golfers around the country, ages 13 and under, and they play a weekend of championships, and it's actually televised on Golf Channel, and it's pretty popular. But from a PGA Reach perspective, our goal is to make sure that financial need is not a barrier for any family. So we'll underwrite the cost to attend a PGA Junior League program. And that would also include if there's, you know, if a family need advances to regionals and or the championship. So in 2023, we supported over 5,100 families by underwriting the cost of PGA Junior League. So we're really proud of what PGA Junior League did in 23, and we plan on expanding our reach into helping junior golf along. There's another component to PGA Junior League, and it's a new program that we recently piloted called Opportunity Leagues. And what we'll do is we'll walk into an under-resourced community, and we will fund the entire program for up to 40 kids. We'll take care of programmatic costs, and most importantly, two of the biggest barriers to junior golf, especially in under-resourced communities, is equipment and transportation. So last year we piloted opportunity leagues in six different markets. We plan on expanding on that in 2024, and we found that this is really, really impactful. I mean, I could tell you some really, really passionate stories of families, you know, receiving their first a set of golf clubs that, you know, just didn't really realize that golf was even a space that they could even look into. And this kind of work is really rewarding for the PGA of America golf professionals that are executing these programs and the families. So,
yeah, that's pretty amazing the way you guys just pick up the tab for all of that. And what we're probably going to have to do is just get you back on a different time, and we could easily do the whole hour just on your junior programs.
Yes, I agree. There's a lot of that's going on in PGA Reach, and we could spend a lot of time talking about it. So I'll try to stay on point for you, Jay.
Yeah. So let's move on then to one of the other components. And we've talked to several people from PGA of America in the past about this, and that's helping our Patriots everywhere. It's commonly known as PGA HOPE, H-O-P-E.
Yes. So PGA HOPE is our initiative to help and assist our nation's veterans and active military. So we have a memorandum of understanding with the Veterans Administration Department. So if necessary, a physical or personal therapist could write a prescription for one of their patients to attend a HOPE class, which is a 6 to 8 week program where we introduce the game of golf. And we're not really trying to create, you know, tournament players. What we're really trying to do is use the game of golf to help them rehabilitate and help them, assist them, you know, with their mental and physical well-being. So we do that through a series of therapeutic methods. All of our classes are taught by PGA of America golf professionals that have been trained in military culture and adaptive golf programs. It's no cost to the veteran. And this year alone, we will host over 17,000 veterans in over 500 programs across the country. We also have...
Yeah, similar to the PGA Junior programs, you guys are everywhere with this, right? It's all over the country?
All over the country. We're in all 50 states. We have PGA Hope programs executing in all 50 states. So we're really, really proud of that. And we have a few other programs that kind of fall under the PGA Hope program. Secretary's Cup, which will be held the Monday before the PGA Championship, where we invite in 40 veterans to compete in their own version of the PGA Championship. So that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be at the University of Louisville Golf Course. So we're really proud of what we're doing there.
And again, we want to emphasize the PGA Hope programs to help veterans and active duty military. And I know you mentioned this, but I just want to reiterate, they're also free, no charge at all, no cost to any of the veterans.
That's right. No cost to the veteran.
And our guest is Kenny. I hear the music. We need to break. Our guest is Kenny Sims. He is the Senior Director of PGA Reach and the Championship Director of the PGA Works Collegiate Championship, the most significant, culturally important event in all of college golf. And it's just around the corner. We're going to continue on the other side of the break here with Kenny Sims and talk about that on today's edition of Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCosa in Master Control. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the show by golfers for golfers. I'm Jay Ritchie. As we continue with our guest, Kenny Sims. Kenny, the senior director of PGA Reach and the championship director of PGA Works Collegiate Championship. And we kind of, in the first segment, focused more on PGA Reach and all the important programs it has to reach junior golfers, to reach our veterans and active duty military golfers. And you kind of roll all those things together and you roll right into the PGA Works portion of that, which is scholarships beyond the green, fellowship, and the most culturally significant championship in all of college golf. We're talking about the 37th PGA Works Collegiate Championship presented by Chase Kohler and ADT, May 6th, 7th, and 8th on the Stadium and Dyes Valley courses at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra, Florida. And Kenny is the new director, championship director of that, taking over for our good buddy Scooter Clark. Kenny, congratulations on that. That's a big job, buddy.
Yes, it is. I just wanted to thank Scooter for everything that he's done as the tournament director over the past 6 years, where he really advanced his championship, taking it to world-class venues around the country. This is our second trip to TPC Sawgrass. Along the way, we were at Union League in Philadelphia, and last year we were at Shoal Creek in Birmingham, Alabama. Next year we will be competing the championship at Whistling Straits. So we're really excited about the lineup.
Yeah, somebody might ask, okay, why is this tournament so important? What makes it, what's it all about?
Well, it all started 38 years ago when there were several historically black colleges and universities that were left out of the NCAA championships by not being invited to regionals. So at the time, Jackson State had a really strong roster. They were able to shoot under par just about every time they teed it up. And they were just left out. And a group of businessmen in Cleveland, Ohio, created a group called the National Negro Golf Association, and they decided to do something about it. And they created this event. It's been 38 years in the running now. And back in 2000, the PGA of America decided to lend a hand. And they brought the event to a PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And in 2017, the PGA of America Reach Foundation assumed ownership of the championship. And it continues, and it's continued to grow. I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the fact that this year, for the second time second year in a row, the championship will be broadcast live Monday through Wednesday, the 6th through the 8th on Golf Channel. So we're really excited about how the tournament has grown in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, you got competitors from historically black colleges and universities, commonly known as HBCUs, Hispanic-serving schools and other minority institutions, 5 different divisions, 54 holes. It's a stroke play event. And what do you got, like over 30 teams and over 200 competitors? How are those numbers? Are they kind of where they've been the last few years?
Yes, 202 competitors. We have 10 teams from men's division 1, 10 teams from men's division 2, and we have 10 women's teams, which is a combination of both divisions. So the size of the field has been the same as over the past few years. And we also have 52 individuals. That's individuals of ethnic diversity that are playing on their golf team at other institutions, primarily primarily institutions of non-diversity.
Yeah,
we call it
team-wise. Yeah, team-wise, you got Howard University, two-time defending champs in the men's D1 division. Kentucky State, last year's D2 winner on the men's side, will defend its title. And how about Texas A&M Corpus Christi trying for its fourth straight title in the women's team? So you got some teams that are on a pretty good run there.
Yes, so there's some great competition. These programs are all growing and advancing, and every year we see improvement in their stroke averages and their rankings. So we're really excited about the level of competition coming up next week.
Also, for the, what is it, the third or fourth straight year now, for top finishers in each of the divisions, they're going to get exempted into tour events on both the Epson Tour and the Corn Ferry Tour. So that's a pretty good little nugget to have out there.
Yes, it is. Yes, both tours have been very cooperative and to partner with us, and we're really excited about the opportunity. These competitors, these young athletes are really excited about the opportunity to advance their careers competitively.
And corporate America stepping up. I see now you have sponsors. It's presented by Chase, Kohler, and ADT. Is that the first year for the corporate involvement?
No, ADT and Chase were sponsors last year. Kohler has really come in as a new partner with us this year, and they've stepped up in a very big way. We'll be to Whistling Straits, where they'll be continue to be the sponsor of the championship, but they'll become the title sponsor of our Beyond the Green activations, which is our career exploration event. And we plan on going back to Whistling Straits in 2029. So they've really stepped up in a very big way, and we're happy to have them on board, as well as our other two huge sponsors, ADT and Chase.
Yeah, you touched on this just a couple of seconds ago. You mentioned the Beyond the Green program, and I guess that is, bottom line, that is what this event is all about, because it exposes all the competitors to opportunities in business through golf, does it not?
Yes. So the golf industry is large and vast, and many of our competitors are aspiring to play professionally, but then most of them are not. So we use this platform at the PGA Works Collegiate Championship to expose them to a variety of different companies that are looking to make intentional hires. We start off with a career fair on Sunday morning, May 4th, and then we'll roll right into our career exploration panel discussions, where we'll have a group of successful and diverse individuals talk about their journey and how golf has had an important part into their success. And we do it in a real cool way. The kids really enjoy the music and the pop culture and the fact that we just kind of, you know, make it like Instagram moments all around the building, and we'll do, you know, some sizzle videos and get to highlight each one of the student athletes in a really cool and popular way, and they just love it. And they come away with a lot of experience. Most of them will learn quite a bit. And then we also bring in some community-based organizations to attend the Beyond the Green event as well. So we not only want to impact our student athletes, but we also want to leave a lasting impression in the markets that we're serving when we bring these championships.
That's May 6th, 7th, and 8th, 54-hole stroke play event, the 37th PGA Works Collegiate Championship, presented by Chase, Kohler, and ADT. That'll take place, again, at TPC Sawgrass, Ponte Vedra, Florida. Kenny mentioned the Golf Channel. Are they going to be there all 3 days, Kenny?
Yes, live coverage all 3 days of the championship.
Yeah. Do you allow regular attendance? Can people living in the area, can they show up in person?
They most certainly can. It's open to the public.
Open to the public. Great to hear. Is there any admission charge or anything like that?
No, there is not. So come out and watch some really good golf. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and if you want more information, you can also go to the PGA of America Works website. It's pgaworkscollegiate.org for more information on the tournament itself. And can you go to the website and get information on all these programs we've been talking about as well?
Yes, you can. If you want to go to pgareach.org, you can learn about all four of our pillars. We didn't get a chance to talk about Places to Play, which is our newest pillar, where we help PGA of America golf professionals have access to quality facilities to execute reach programs. But while you're on the site, you can learn all about all four of our pillars, and you could dial in on PGA Works Collegiate Championship as well.
All right. So much good stuff to talk about, Kenny. I wish we had more time, but I'll tell you what, come back anytime, and we'll take a look at all the other components as well. How's that sound?
Thank you, Jay. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you, Robert. This has been great. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about something that we are extremely passionate about at PGA Reach Foundation.
Knocked it out of the park. That's Kenny Sims, Senior Director, PGA Reach, Championship Director, PGA Works Collegiate Championship, today, right here on Tee to Green. Be right back.
Good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Well,
golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show, and we are just rolling right along to another hour of Tee to Green today. Quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, well, Greensaver can help. They've helped golfers for over 25 years save thousands on green fees, golf products, and other services. It's available in book or mobile format. You can do it on your phone. You can save with two-for-ones, half-off, and other discounted green fees. There's free cart rentals, plus discounts on retail, lessons, club fittings, travel, and much more, all for just $49. The more you play, the more you're going to save. Never pay full price to golf again. For just $49, your chance to experience great golf without breaking the bank. Plus, all Greensaver members now get a free membership to Brewsaver. That's Colorado's beer, wine, and spirits discount program. Golf and Brewsaver, you can't beat that. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com. And never pay full price to golf again. We like to say Tee to Green is destination listening for dedicated golfers, and I don't know any dedicated golfer who hasn't got a bucket list. And on top of most bucket lists for dedicated golfers is a trip to Augusta, Georgia, a trip to the Masters, and our next guest just was able to do that, and we're happy to welcome back to Tee to Green. It's been a while since we last talked to Gary Baines with Colorado Golf Journal. Gary, how you doing?
I'm good, Jay. How are you?
Well, terrific. Nice job there, checking off one of the things on I'm sure that was on your golf bucket list, going to the Masters a couple of weeks ago. How'd that work out?
Yeah, no doubt. It was a big thing for me. I think I've covered couple U.S. Opens and a PGA Championship, and obviously the International when it was in Castle Rock. But going to the Masters is, you know, something special. I mean, you just, I think back on it, and one line that kind of summarized the whole experience is there was a guy that was monitoring the crosswalk area across the first fairway when, you know, he'd let people cross after the players just hit their tee shots, and one gentleman interacted with him, and he says, "Enjoy your day in heaven." So it's the truth. As far as golf goes, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Did you have a little? I know you went there to work to do your job with the Colorado Golf Journal, but was it hard to separate the two, being a fan and being a member of the media?
Not really. It was whenever I was going to go there, I definitely wanted to work. I didn't, and obviously they don't give out credentials if you're not working, and I never intended to go there if I wasn't going to work. So, the reason I went there specifically this year and applied for credentials was because Wyndham Clark, who obviously, was born in Denver and went to Valley Christian High School and all that, he was playing in his first Masters, having won the U.S. Open last year and a couple other events as well in the last year and a half. So with him playing his first one and playing as well as he is, it seemed like a natural to try to get credentials. And, you know, but even at that, I thought it was maybe less than 50-50 whether I'd actually get credentials, but they were nice enough between that and the I covered the drive, chip, and putt national finals on the Sunday preceding, and there was three Colorado kids in that. So they were nice enough to give me credentials. So, yeah, it was a great time, and it was fun working there.
Yeah, as tough as it is to get a ticket as a fan to the Masters, it's not easy even as a member of the media, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever applied for credentials, actually, but, having spoken to Kay Kessler, who's a – you know, who was a longtime Coloradan, and he attended, more than 50, I think, Masters as a member of the media. I didn't know how, to get my hopes up or not, but But as I say, it's between, you know, Wyndham playing his first one and some Colorado kids being involved in drive chip putt, it worked out well.
I want to ask you about Wyndham Clark in a minute, but one more question about Augusta National, the course itself, and the first time you saw it in person. What were your impressions?
I guess, you know, given that, you know, you watch everybody, all golf fans pretty much watch it every year, and they're used to, you know, certain vantage points from each hole, of course. You know, they put their cameras in the same places and that sort of thing. But when you get there and you walk the course numerous times during the week, it's like, oh, this is different than I pictured it. Like, you know, the vantage point of certain holes to other holes, and, you know, the fact that you can't get anywhere close to, fans can't get anywhere close to, like, 11 green or 12 green or 13 tee, you know, all that. It just kind of strikes you as different than you pictured it on TV, or at least it did for me. So, and I guess a thing that everybody says is it's, you know, you go outside of Augusta National Golf Club and it's, you know, it's pretty much flat land. But boy, once you get inside that property, it's very, very hilly. I mean, between the par three course and the regular course, I mean, there's a lot of elevation change. I mean, maybe TV provides some of that, but like from 10 tee to 10 green is a huge fall off and that sort of thing. So stuff like that is just, you know, kind of eye-opening a little bit.
Yeah, one of the things I like to do when I go to a course for the first time is walk the course. Did you get a chance to do that from 1 through 18 or 18 through 1, whichever route you took?
Yeah, I think I did that probably at least four times, maybe five, because I was, you know, as I say, I was there for Wyndham Clark, so I was following him every day. So I got to see every inch of that course. I mean, I don't pretend to be an expert at that course by any means after 1 year, but it was after going around four or five times, it was, you know, you got a little better sense of it. So, yeah.
Our guest is very in shape from walking Augusta National, Gary Baines, with Colorado Golf. With Colorado Golf Journal. Wyndham Clark, were you able to follow him as a young golfer, a junior golfer coming up through the ranks here in Colorado? When did he first get on your radar?
I think it was roughly as a freshman in high school. I mean, he won the state junior, basically the state junior amateur. I covered that up in Eaton Country Club, and he won two state high school titles and came second in the other two. So, I covered all that, and he won the CGA amateur at age 16, which is youngest since, you know, Bob Byman in the early 70s. So I covered a fair amount of his, pretty much everything he won or came close to in Colorado. And of course he played out of Cherry Hills, back in the day. So, he's obviously a sensational talent, but you never know how that might translate into the top level of golf. And, you know, now that he's, you know, one of the top, you know, as far as rankings go anyway, he's one of the top, you know, two, three golfers, four golfers in the world. That's really saying something for a Colorado kid.
Yeah, and he's got, of course, a major championship in his bag as well. I thought he would play a little better at the Masters. What happened there? Was he just did he not bring his A game, or what happened?
Yeah, to tell you the truth, it was a couple different things. I thought first was and this. Scotty Scheffler had similar tee times. I don't want to make a big deal saying he obviously won it, but because of the rain delay on Monday, he never got a morning tee time, which is obviously preferable because there's less wind, softer conditions, yeah, that sort of thing. So he teed off at 1:18 and 2 o'clock. So he had some high winds and that sort of thing. I also thought he didn't, for a player of his length, and he's definitely one of the longest hitters on tour, I didn't really think he played the par fives aggressively enough, because, I mean, that's, let's face it, you've got to you've got to take advantage of those. Even for players that aren't long, you got to take advantage of the par fives. And I think he was two over for the 2 days on the four par fives, which is obviously not good at all. I mean, he's losing, you know, several strokes to the field. So, you know, it's understandable. Like, 15 was playing extremely difficult. I can understand laying up there. But the other ones, I thought, you know, I just think he was a little too conservative. And then also he didn't putt very well. So I guess all that added up to 73, 78, which obviously isn't very good.
Yeah, you going to be following him any other events or when he defends his title?
I'm not going to the U.S. Open, at least as far as I know. And but yeah, I mean, I definitely weeks that I'm not out there, which is most weeks, I definitely follow him on the TV and that sort of thing. So yeah, I think obviously he didn't have much of a hangover from the Masters. He finished, you know, whatever it was, top three at Hilton Head. So I think pretty much that was an aberration. Maybe he just, you know, and there, obviously I just said a couple things that didn't go well for him, but you know, he's had a lot of really good golf in the last, I think in the last eight events, he's finished top three in four of them. I mean, that's, and including a win. So that's pretty remarkable golf.
Yeah. First timers usually don't play well at the Masters or at Augusta as well. So we'll see what happens. And we may get to see him in person here in Colorado at the BMW Championship at Castle Pines later in the summer, too. That's a possibility.
Yeah, I'd say it's a very, very high probability, you know, because he's got, I think he's second on the FedEx Cup points list right now, besides obviously way behind Scottie Scheffler, but still second. And so if he's in the top, you know, whatever it is, top 50, he'll get into that. So I don't know. I've never figured it out, but I'm guessing if he didn't score another point, he would probably get in the field. So, and I talked to him earlier this year in a phone call, and he said he was really looking forward to it. And he said he played the Castle Pines Golf Club, you know, several times. And because he gets back here, I guess, to do some workouts with his, you know, physio guy or whatever. So,
yeah.
His dad still lives here. So, yeah, he gets back here a fair amount. But the course has changed, obviously, a fair amount in that Castle Pines. I mean, the course has changed a fair amount in the last five or so years since Jack Nicklaus kind of tweaked everything. So, but it sounds like Wyndham Clark knows the course pretty well. So it'll be interesting to see how he does.
And how nice is it to have a PGA Tour event back in Colorado, in our backyard?
Oh, we were obviously spoiled. You know, we had from, 1986 to 2006, so 21 years,
yeah.
We had the International, and then we're right before that, we had a PGA and a U.S. Open before that. And so, I mean, for us to go 10 years, you know, since the last one, and just they've only had a couple. This will be the second one since 2006. I mean, that's a long drought. So yeah, I definitely look forward to that one.
All right, Gary Baines, Colorado Golf Journal. Gary, thanks for doing this. We'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it, Jay. Thanks very much.
Gary Baines on Tee to Green.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green, and we're not done yet. Quick look at what's happening in and around golf this weekend. The Golf Senior Circuit, the Tour Champions in Duluth, Georgia, for the Mitsubishi Electric Classic at TPC Sugarloaf. Good leaderboard. Paul Broadhurst, the leader at 10 under. Stephen Ames, a shot back at 9 under. Stephen Alker at 8 under. And Lee Jansen, KJ Choi, and our buddy Shane Birch at 7 under, 3 shots back, headed to the final round on Golf Channel later today at the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. Ladies, the LPGA Tour JM Eagle Championship presented by Plastpro in Los Angeles at the Wilshire Country Club. Defending champ Hannah Green tied at the top with Grace Kim. Both are at 7 under. Maya Stark, Esther Henselet, and JHM at 6 under. Japan's Nasa Hataoka, 5 under par. And Jennifer Kupcho, Colorado golfer, is at 4 under, heading into the final round, also on Golf Channel later today. The PGA Tour, the Zurich Classic, TPC Louisiana near New Orleans. This is a team event, and the team of Zach Blair and Patrick Fishburne, 23 under par, one shot better than the team of Luke List and Henrik Norlander at 22 under. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry teaming up at this event. They are two shots back at 21 under par. Final round today on Golf Channel and on CBS. And there's a LIV tournament. Well, it's actually done. They played down under this week in Australia. And Brendan Steele, winner of the LIV Golf Adelaide, finishing at 18 under par. Louis Oosthuizen in second place. Thanks to Kenny Sims joining us today from the PGA of America and from the Colorado Golf Journal. Appreciate our good buddy Gary Baines taking time to be with us today here on Tee to Green. That's it. Thank you to Robert DeCosi in Master Control, and thank you for listening. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.